I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 189. Joining me today, I have Franny.
What's up, bitches?
And I got Alex.
Closer and closer to 200. Hell yeah.
I know. It's like it just doesn't stop. It just keeps going. It's just never ending. People would think that the show would be over at, like, you know, episode one, but no, it's not. It's still going.
I feel that way about Batwoman.
That's fair. That's understandable for you. but
we're great. We've got a lot of fucking character.
Yeah, and from you know, just getting to know you, it's like you're very jaded about a lot of things.
I'm not jaded. I just don't like horrible things. I'm not jaded at all. When a movie is good, I give it all the props in the world for what it's good at. So I'm not jaded.
Okay.
Listen, she's far from jaded, man. I've known her. We've known each other for...
Well, I'm not saying her as an individual.
A few decades we've known each other. So,
I'm not saying individually she's a jaded person.
You know how I know I'm not jaded is because deep down inside, I know whenever I go to watch a show or a movie now, I go in there with no bias. I want them to impress me with their story, their plot, their acting, their camera work, their pacing. That is what I'm going there to watch. And if it's full of holes like Swiss cheese, I'm not going to ignore it. And if it's pretty like Ready Player One and it's like the hottest bimbo in town of a movie, I'll say it's hot, but it's still a bimbo. So
that is
the best
comparison ever. I love that now. Like, you know, so what do you rate this movie? It is a straight up bimbo.
Yeah, it's
what do you mean? It looks good, but there's really nothing there.
And that's how I felt about the Star Wars movie. It was literally a really, really dumb big titty stereotype of bimbo who thinks that you can breathe in space with no helmet.
Hey, you like lightsabers? you like drives? You like Ewoks?
So Rise of Skywalker was like an expensive stripper for you.
Yeah, who fell on the pole repeatedly and kept going, but I can do it. Look what I can do. Look what I can do. And like drops the lightsaber, cuts off half her foot. It's okay. It's okay. Keep looking what I can do. You got the tassels in your face, you know?
And it is beautiful. It is lovely. May the force be with you.
Right. And then you're like, oh my God, wait, that was a nice move. Oh, wait, no. She dropped it. She kicked it. She kicked the lifesaver after she dropped it. What the fuck?
I thought you were going to say, oh no, she kicked the rest of her foot off.
Does she know she's losing
still
half
bleeding.
A foot?
She's so bleeding.
She's acting like she's not bleeding out, but she is.
It's hilarious.
But look at her work that pole. Not that good, but she's working it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And she gets an A for effort.
No. Oh, man.
And then weeks later in the hospital cell, how did I do?
Right? Was it I correct? Well, it's kind of down the middle. Those who don't want to see how bad it was, it kind of felt bad for you. They love it. And then there's those that just don't want to talk about you or look in your direction or acknowledge that you happened. But how about that Mandalorian? Now that's good.
That was great.
Why does everyone always have to mention her?
Because she can hold herself on the pole.
Wow. Yeah.
Why does she get all the dollars?
Have you seen her mask? They had money to give her a new mask, not use red glue to hold it together.
I can dig it.
That red glue was the tears of all Star Wars fans.
Right. It was.
It bloody Star Wars tears. Oh my God, it's so hot.
But we'll save that conversation for the other podcast.
for It's Poppin'.
Yes. With me.
Yeah, with Freddy. Freddy the Film Slob.
No, it's me.
Snob,
not slob. I didn't say slob, I said snob. Jeez.
No, depending on what day of the week it is, it's like, is it a Saturday? Yeah, today I'm a slob.
I'm gonna eat up all the movies. Yeah.
Go ahead, work that pole, see if I reveal the magic.
Yeah.
And this is how we begin.
Right, and that is what I did this week.
That makes sense.
You worked the pole?
No, I watched Star Wars work the pole and fail.
Well, that's the reason why. That's the reason why this whole beginning, huh?
Well, yeah, there pretty much is. That's fair. That's fair. It's a fair, you know, it's a fair assessment.
Okay.
I don't necessarily agree with her assessment completely, but that's fair.
You know what? You already know everyone's going to have an opinion no matter what.
Dude. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because the whole thing is this.
Everybody has an opinion and they all stink. It's all good.
Yeah, well, opinions are like assholes. You know, yeah. Everyone's got one. And sometimes they're shitty and stinky. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. Like I said, I enjoy the fuck out of it. That's cool.
Back to the poll.
Yeah, exactly. Back to the poll. So, Alex, how you been, man?
I've been doing well. Thank you for asking.
Very good.
Yeah. So it's been like this week of transitioning back after that back to back, you know, midweek day off and throwing me off. This felt like the longest week ever. The only saving grace was that I took off on Thursday. Because I had to take care of a few personal things, so yeah. As I was discussing with you before beginning the podcast, I actually had to do an art project for my manager.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is this: it's like it's a nice distraction from the everyday,
right?
But like you know, after I did like the first cut, and I sent it to her assistant and she looked at it. She was ready, like, you know, she was like very critical on some stuff. And it really got me because, like I told you before, right? She gave me an idea and it was just like, that's not what I want.
Right.
This is exactly what you told me to do. And yeah, this isn't what you want. Okay.
Yeah. And then, people get very, very finicky about shit.
Yeah, no, which is fine, you know, and I get it. Like,
and you would think they would be like that if you're like getting paid to do it and shit.
Yeah, because you know, I get what they call recognition. what does that do for the pockets? Nothing.
Yep.
But I will say this though, it was a fun escape to do that. You know, it's different. I mean, it's still artwork, so you know, it's always nice to do.
Yeah.
But I just got upset because, you know, you give me an idea. I give you the idea that you told me. You go, that's not what I want. And then you give me like an idea again and you change like a good amount of what your original idea was. So I was like, all right, I think I got it. So once I did that, she was a little critical on some of the people that were on, you know, like some of the characters that were on, you know, the second cut.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite comment, and I'm going to share it with you now, you know, you already know Steve, because we talked about this before recording.
Mm-hmm.
There's one person on the picture that's based off of a coworker of mine. Mm-hmm. This dude is, you know, this dude is a great worker, good guy, whatever. But he comes, like, a lot of people are intimidated by him.
He's got a resting bitch face.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, it was in the past, you know, one of the clients, you know, kind of threw him under the bus. And ever since after that, he has had that, fuck, you know, that you can go fuck yourself attitude. I'm just going to do what I got to do, which is my work. So when I use him as a reference for a character, I captured that, right? And honestly, despite all that, he's a disciplinary employee. But you know, it's just the disposition. So what she told me to do was, when it came to him, to make him look less tired, angry, and serial killy. And I was like, did she just say seriously? Like, you know, like, so my response joking with her was like, have you not seen, you know, said guy, right? And she was just like, you know, she wants the overall picture to present professionalism. And, you know, she got on this whole thing, but she loved it. She was like, you know, I really enjoy it. I was like, all right, you want me to change all this stuff, whatever.
But she was literally killing you softly.
Yeah, like, you know, with a poison knife and going like, you know, oh no, everything will be okay.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt. And she's just digging it in deeper and deeper.
Yeah. And then they dance on the pole.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So yeah, so other than that, it's been, you know, just rocking out with like the Pokemon Sword and stuff. And
yeah.
I went back to playing a little bit of Mortal Kombat 11 because I just needed to see some fatalities after, you know, dealing with some
course of that. Of course.
The quotations, constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm. You're like, fuck yeah. You constructive criticism, bitch.
Yeah. Finish her.
Yeah, basically. That's fine. That makes sense.
Yeah. Just to hear, you know, after, like, you know, with the power of imagination, everything like that, just to hear fatality, like, oh. Work.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so I, you know, and I want to just get back to other miscellaneous things, because, like I said before, I, you know, I did, was beginning again with the script for the latest issue, too, but cool. I just haven't had a chance, you know, to really, you know, go in depth with it because of the, you know, work. And
right, because of the work on the project you're working on, right?
Yeah, but I, like I said, I will say this: I'm like I said last time, I'm trying to gun for to put up the latest issue by the end of this January. I'm hoping sooner, of course.
Okay, hopefully it's not by the end of next January.
Oh no, brother! You know, like I said, it's just I told you before, man. I really love doing this stuff. You know, it's just
I know.
Yeah, I understand. Just trying to find the right time to work on that one, you know, when it gets a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so let me see. So when it comes to movies, I don't know if I mentioned it last week or not. I saw that live action Lady and the Tramp,
which was not bad, right?
It's a different take on it. It is not bad. The only thing I was kind of like hoping for was that was, you know, when the cats came out, uh-huh. I don't know why I wanted to hear the "We Are Sight of Me." But then I'm thinking, like, you know, no, this is New Disney. New Disney is gonna be like, oh no, we're not gonna have stereotype racism. That is,
yeah, exactly. No. Not completely, at least.
Yeah.
Partially, maybe. Completely, no.
No, but I mean, it played out well, dude. Like, you know, like. For reimagining and taking like the heart of the story, it worked. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. It was cute. You know, and it was something that, you know, I watched with the missus. So yeah, it was, you know, it was nice just to sit down and to watch that. Then afterwards, we watched Up and we both cried like bitches.
Of course. It's only right to cry at least twice.
Dude, you already know that whole beginning scene when he first, when Carl first meets Ellie, and then they do that little, you know, that montage life, you know, like just giving the abridged version of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Always gets me, and I'm just I know what's gonna happen next, and I'm just like, don't go ahead. Mm-hmm, and then after, you know, then I'm just saying, at this point, a lot of people have seen Up, whatever. When she goes, that still gets to me. When I'm just like, now I understand why you did this before.
Yeah, it's sad.
And then, you know, but his whole purpose to, you know, to do it in her name, I was like, good man, dude. Like, you know, like, good going, Carl. Like, you know, even though you're a grumpy old man, Walter Matthau, right? You know, you did something. And then he made a friend at the end. That scene at the end when he gives Russell the Ellie badge, oh, that gets me, dude, every time.
Yeah, yeah. It's sad.
And then to make it up when they're eating ice cream and going red car, blue car, and then Doug is like, great car. That I just ball in laughter because I'm just like, it's so random. Because, you know, the whole thing of like, yeah, I was like,
hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. She was staying silent.
I was like, yo, was it that to me, or did Alex just pass out because he stopped talking?
Yeah, that's
like, who was that hello to? Like,
that was to Alex. He's just like, mid sentence, he just stopped. I was like,
no, because it was just funny for whatever reason. It cut for a second. That's why.
Oh.
I was like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, like everything just sat quiet for a second. I was like, oh my god, I paused in time. I finally got my mute ability. What is it? I don't fucking know how to use it. Yeah. I got stuck in a moment.
Uh-huh. All the sadness got you stuck. Yeah.
Yeah, for real. The old sadness too, because it's fucking old as shit.
Yeah.
Old sadness. Say, stuck.
Old sadness. Why bother? I already got a foot in the grave.
Basically, I'm already halfway there.
Yeah. Oh, the sweet embrace of death.
I hated Star Wars. It's okay.
She cut off her foot with the lightsaber, but she kept working that pole.
Right? She never gave up, never surrendered. Eat the poop on the plate.
To infinity and beyond. Oh, and my
grandniece
to pay me a visit. Hi.
So as for me, I've been just watching a bunch of shit. Of course, I've been working and shit, and that's always fun. But this week, I actually got a chance to actually watch a show that I was really excited for because they got the second season. I was like, ooh, I really want to watch it. And it's a show called You on Netflix.
I've heard so much, like, a lot of good stuff about it.
I watched the first season before it became, like, a Netflix show. It was usually, like, a fucking Lifetime or some bullshit channel. But it was actually really good because I saw it, of course, you know, I saw it on the Fire Stick and shit. And after watching it, I was like, yo, this shit is really fucking good because it's really fucking interesting. And it's not only that, it's fucking insane. Neither one of you has watched, right?
Nope.
Okay. So it's basically,
you know?
It's basically like a stalker show. It's a show about a stalker that basically like gets whatever the fuck he wants because he's a really nice guy. And it's insane because he stalks this chick and he fucking winds up with the fucking chick in the first season. And in order to get what he really, really wants, he winds up killing people. And it's fucking crazy. It's so fucking insane.
So the moral of the story is, if you really, really want to get with somebody, you got to be super persistent and kill.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. That's exactly what it shows you.
Hold on, disclaimer. We do not mean this, folks. No, no, no. No killing. No, killing bad. Talking bad.
Killing and talking bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Killing is bad and wrong. Killing is for dongs.
Killing is for dongs? What?
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't remember Kung Pao Enter the Fist?
Oh, yes. I forgot.
Killing is bad and wrong. Killing is for dong.
Yeah, yeah. I got it.
Good night, Dev.
Oh man, but yeah, fucking you is really fucking good, and it's insanely crazy. Like everything that happens, like in the second season, is even crazier than the first one. It's like, holy shit! Like, where else is this gonna fucking go? It's bananas. The another thing I watched that was really fucking cool was the Degenerates on the Netflix as well. That shit was awesome. It's of course the second season of a 6-part half hour comedy specials, and it's so good. Some of the comedians on there is Jim Norton is one of them. Miss Pat is fucking hilarious. Donnell Rollins, is fucking hilarious. Robert Kelly. Adrian Appalucci and one more person that my brain forgets, but it's really fucking good. It's really fucking hilarious. You guys should definitely check that shit out.
And what is it?
The Degenerates. Yes. It's the second season and it's really fucking good. And then I started watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And that shit is really good too, from what I've seen so far.
Dude, that is a good movie.
I heard they're gonna drop like a 5-hour version of it, the director's cut.
No, I'm okay. I don't need a 5-hour version of it. I don't need a 5-hour version of anything, honestly. Yeah, no.
You know, I forgot to mention this one thing. I did watch something else on Netflix, and this was actually pretty good. I don't know if you mentioned it or whatever, but have you ever heard of the Netflix, the mini documentary, whatever, Don't Fuck With Cats?
Oh, yes, I did see that. I didn't watch it, though. Is it good?
Dude, it is really good. I'm kind of upset about it that
this be about cats.
It starts off with that, but it's the whole thing of, it begins with like a people or whatever receiving this video online of this guy that is a video of this guy that he kills 2 kittens, that he puts them in a vacuum sealed bag, you know, sucks out all the air, and then afterwards plays with their corpses stuff. So these people whatever start this Facebook group to try to find this person and to get them arrested or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, then there's a second video that pops up. The second video is, it's the same person. So what he did this time was that he taped a cat onto like a broomstick or whatever and drowned it in a bathtub.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and you know, he's sending it directly to the people in the group. So this person is just really messing with that group. So then then he does a third video. The third video is it's like the holiday season or whatever. He's playing around with this cat, and he has his cat get eaten by a python.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah. So, but from there, like I said, because he's like somehow he infiltrated the group, because you know the group was like a public thing, so he somehow infiltrated the group, and then from there the next step was that he was like, you know, oh, you think this is bad, wait till I do dot dot dot, and the next thing is that you find out the same person, whatever, actually kills somebody and puts it online.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And like I said, dude, it's crazy. Like, you know, because the whole thing is, it's like it all started with.
Is this real or is it like?
Dude, it's a real documentary. It's real. This is based off of a real crime that happened.
This really fucking happened. This actually happened. He taunted them with cats, and then he finally killed a person.
Yeah, like I said, I'm giving the abridged version of the story. Because I mean, like, okay, the thing is this, and it's true. This thing is 3 episodes, an hour each, right? The whole story, like, you know, like, of the whole thing, how it all plays out. I'm like, damn, you could have taken that story and actually make a good movie out of it.
Mm. See, but at that point, that'd be basically, like, fucking justifying the fact of all the shit they did if they're making a whole movie on it.
Well, the end of the documentary, whatever, they focus back on something that he put on the scene of a crime, like, you know, something he wrote in a closet, and you know it was one of those like mindfuck things. I was like, damn, this is good. Like it backtracks, like it goes back and forth. Like, you really have to kind of pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. Right. The good thing about it is that they don't really show, like, you know, him exactly killing it, like, you know, killing the animals. They do have some sort of decency and kind of stray away from it. There's like Netflix is not heartless.
Right. Yeah. They're not.
But yeah. It's like, you know. You want to see the actual videos? Here's a link. Pay us $12 more.
You get the illegal version of everything.
Yeah, but dude, if you ever get a chance and you have like a few hours to kill, no public cats. That one was really good.
Okay.
Oh, and I would like to chime in what I've been watching on YouTube, which actually kind of made me late. For the on YouTube, on Netflix, my bad, on Netflix, Dracula on Netflix is pretty fucking interesting. Like, I'm on the third episode, and I just have no idea where they're going with this. When I think I know where they're going with it, it goes in a totally different direction.
Okay.
So there's no lazy writing. It has me want to continue and like invest time to find out exactly what is going to happen.
Okay.
It is really cool.
Is this based off of like Bram Stoker shit that we've seen in the past, or is it like a different
thing, or? Bits and pieces.
Okay.
Bits and pieces. It is Dracula. He does like the beginning kind of is like the movie Dracula, where the lawyer comes to his house and he ends up sucking not just the blood but the life force of his lawyer, and he becomes young again, and he's not romantically searching for his lost love or anything. He is a son of a bitch. He is evil, and he's just trying to make other vampires like him, because in this direction of the vampire lore, like I said, is like bits and pieces, so it's not exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So for his lore, it's he happens to be the only one who got infected and kept his humanity, in a sense, kept his personality, and he didn't become a ravishing beast for fresh blood. Of any kind. He actually kept his nobility. And so he's the first evolved vampire, and he keeps trying to make other vampires, and they just become fucking monsters.
Okay.
And then he kills them, and he moves on.
And at night he goes out and the reason he gets rewarded
this time is because he wants to get property in England and move out there because he's done with Transylvania. He wants to see what happens if he goes and he starts turning people in England into vampires.
Okay.
And they think that's what it's about, but no, then it goes in another direction. It's it's pretty interesting. You know, that was his plan, but then shit happens, you know? Like life happens and his plan gets completely fucking altered.
Okay.
So yeah, it's interesting. I'm really digging it.
It sounds really interesting. Like even though like I did see the trailer for it, like it didn't really grab my attention.
Yeah, me neither. I wasn't like interested until I saw the billboard. They made a really cool billboard that when the sun goes down, Dracula's shadow appears on the billboard.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So I was like, that's really cool. I was like, let me check this shit out. And it had me hooked by the first episode, really curious by the second one, and I was just watching the third one. So
okay. And just so people are aware, I still don't give a fuck about The Witcher. So yeah. Are we ready to get into some geek shit?
Yes.
Yes, because fuck The Witcher.
I have a question. Why are you so angry? I mean, I don't know anything about it. I'm no interest in watching it. I'm really curious for the jaded rage that I hear from your voice, Steve. why are we so jaded? Is there a nail in your butt today for The Witcher?
No, not today.
Please enlighten me about your rage. I'm intrigued.
So, like, I keep hearing that everybody's like, oh my God, The Witcher's so good. The Witcher's so good. The Witcher's so good. And I watch it. It's just stupid. It's stupid. It's boring.
I understand that. I get that.
And I'm just like, why are everybody so excited about this boring shit?
You know what? I have a theory.
What is your theory?
My theory is that because these are the individuals that don't want to spend money on Disney Plus, they're going to find something that'll be like, you know, oh, you got your Mandalorian? Oh, we got The Witcher.
They might as well say that they got fucking Dracula or the movies that made us. There's better things on there.
Oh, yeah, there's way better
shit on there. And apparently The Witcher. I heard The Witcher because I have no interest. I never played the game and I'm just not interested. But someone told me that The Witcher is everyone who was left in the shambles of what was Game of Thrones, all ran to The Witcher. And I kind of agree with you, Alex, except I don't say Disney Plus. I say Apple TV. Because that show, C, is fucking amazing. And The Witcher is supposed to be amazing, right? It's supposed to be fucking warlocks and witches and fucking sword fights and shit.
And bullshit, yeah.
Yeah, and Disney has Mandalorian. That is awesome shit. And yeah. Apple TV has C, which is blind people kicking ass in the fucking woods of the apocalypse. Like, so like,
did you just do like a Xeno war cry?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
she
that's
did.
Exactly what I did. With and mimosa.
My glasses broke right now. Oh my God, Hasong Mimosa.
Also, really quick, did you guys hear Ricky Gervais's opening thing for the Golden Globes?
I think I did. I heard it in several places, but I didn't really pay attention to it in a way.
Oh, go and find the uncensored version because it is the best, truthful, funny Golden Globe opening ever. And okay. I'm not a fan of those shows. And
I heard it was boring as shit too.
They're always boring. But Ricky Gervais, it being his last time on there, showed up with a glass of beer and no fucks given. And I kind of felt like because I didn't watch it. I just watched the aftermath, you know, the clips and all that, the speeches and the pictures and all that shit. And it seemed like no one really cared. Patricia Arquette had sunglasses on.
Yeah, so,
she was wrecked. Joaquin Phoenix, he won for best actor. That's awesome. He was wrecked. He was slurring his words. So I think it was the most interesting pre-watch Golden Globe I've ever seen.
You mean post-watch?
Yeah. Yeah. I said pre-watch, right? I meant post.
Yeah.
The after watch.
The Witcher shit come to you. Like, oh yeah, this is what you get to see in the future. But you see it now because we're cool and you're not.
I wouldn't know the reference, but okay.
I'm just throwing shit out there. I don't know what the fuck that is. But
his speech is really good. You guys should check it out. It was really honest and funny.
Okay.
It was great. And he started it off by telling people these are supposed to be jokes. So, don't get your feelings hurt because that's a personal problem. And I love that because I used to say that shit all the time.
I completely agree with you, though.
So it's worth it. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. It's worth checking out.
Good. I'm going to check it out. I'm definitely going to check it out. And with that said, I guess we can get into some geek shit.
Yes, let's get into it. Some more, just all up in there.
Yeah, all up in the geek shit's buttholes. So
ew. Ew. Why? I don't want pink eye. I'm good.
Work that pole, Steven. Work that pole.
Right.
You gotta wash the pole.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shemmy Disney Star Wars. Work it, bitch. I said work it.
Yeah, I think we're gonna name this episode the Work the Pole.
Show them what that keto diet and DDP yoga's been doing.
Yeah. Sounds very much. Yeah. So this week we got some pretty cool shit. One of the cool things that we got recently earlier in this week, we actually got a trailer for something that's actually been in the works for a while because it was going to be a show on like Showtime and Cinemax and stuff like that. But that didn't happen. But it's finally coming to Netflix in February. And the show that I am talking about is Lock and Key. Lock and Key is based off of one of the best graphic novels of like the last decade or so, last couple decades. And it basically follows three siblings who are after the murder of their father. And they move into like their old home or whatever, their old ancestral home. And they find out there's a bunch of like magical keys that, you know, have different powers and abilities. And it's fucking insanity. It's crazy. Because each key has a basis to something else and something else and something else. And it's just absolute crazy insanity that's really fucking cool and it's really good. And from the trailer, it looks really fucking interesting. And I'm very excited to see that it's actually coming to Netflix and it actually like has a pretty decent feel to it from what we see so far. So yeah, I'm excited for this shit. What do you guys think?
I'm glad to see it actually happen because I did hear about it a long time ago and thought it was never going to happen. My brother was a big fan of the graphic novels and he told me it was good. So I'm interested to see what they got, you know, bring it.
Oh yeah. Alex, you have anything to add to the Lock and Key?
Yeah. Like what we discussed earlier before we started recording, it kind of had that feel of like it's not quite kiddie, it's not quite adult, so right. It's like you know like you don't know how to take it. With the trailer alone, it's like it leaves you open to interpretation, so you just kind of like, let me see what this is about. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it leaves that, like, you know, that you want to check it out, go ahead, check it out, see what you think.
Yeah, yeah. Like, here's a taste.
Don't disappoint me, Lock and Key. Don't disappoint me. Not do your dance.
Better work that fucking pole.
Yeah, yeah.
Not lose any limbs while working it either.
Yep. Well, they don't have lightsabers, so I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, they might choke. They might choke and trip on a key. Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God, that's why I mentioned the key. Whatever, you know. Get, they're gonna do that. The pole dance while doing fellatio to the key. And,
oh boy.
It's like, oh well, it opened up another dimension to death.
Right?
Pretty much.
And then her ghost comes up and starts dancing around the pole a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. I got the power.
Like all that flex is holding me back.
And then Paul Rudd and whatever Finn Wolfhard, whatever the fuck his name is. And the rest of the new Ghostbusters crew catch her, that girl, and like, you're not gonna scare anybody in the strip club again.
Okay, cool.
Is that how it works? No. No, but in all seriousness, though, like, you know, it did leave me like kind of intrigued, like, you know, hey, something new to watch on Netflix when it pops up.
Yeah, and this comes out in another couple weeks. It comes out on February 7th. So yeah, that shit's gonna be pretty cool. So stay tuned for that shit on the Netflix. then we also got another cool ass motherfucking trailer this week. And that shit was pretty fucking dope. I was like all over that shit, and we finally got an actual trailer for something that's been in the works for a couple years, and that is the New Mutants, which is the last Marvel film through Fox. And this one, of course, is another mutant movie. Of course, it's named fucking New Mutants, but it's a horror thriller set in an isolated hospital with a group of young mutants, and they're being held in a psychiatric monitoring, and then some strange shit happens, and the place is It helps them grow a friendship, and they get all crazies and they start fighting.
Is it kind of like the mental institute that this chick was in Hellboy?
Kind of.
Where it's an institute for people that have abilities?
Yes.
That was so good. I think I'm going to watch that tonight.
Yeah, it's all these people that are in this place usually have abilities because of course, you know, they're trying to study them and trying to see what they're
doing. Okay.
So yeah, and they're basically like they're put to the test and shit, and they're like, oh yeah, what's gonna happen with this guy? How are they gonna do this or how this gonna do that? And it's yeah.
And I'm assuming I haven't seen the trailer yet, so I'm assuming that they like get abused and battered here at this facility more than coming to turn with their powers.
Yes, they're tested constantly.
Okay.
Yeah, so cool. It's really cool. And one of the cool things about the show is also that like this is one of like one of the few things that Arya Stark is in since fucking Game of Thrones. So Maisie Williams is one of the main characters in this, which is pretty cool. Mm. There's some other people in it too, but yeah, this show looks fucking dope. I'm excited for this shit. This is actually the first like comic trailer that I'm actually super excited for. Especially being that it's like the last thing from Fox, and I'm kind of excited to see how this one does, and see if they're actually going to do something with this in the future. Being that, you know, Disney took over all this shit, so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Eeyore over there, dude. Seriously.
Who?
You.
Oh, because I was thinking about Doctor Strange and how that could have been.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to fast forward to that one.
But I was going to say anything. I was like, oh, wait, I should wait till he brings that up. But that's what that sucks. Because that's right. That's the only superhero movie that I was excited about was Doctor Strange, because I really wanted them to take him to the next level. And now apparently there's people dropping off the project for creative differences. And yes. that, to me, is already a bad sign.
So what we are saying is that Scott Derrickson, who was the director of the first one, basically said on Twitter, he said, Marvel and I have mutually agreed to part ways in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness due to creative differences. And he also continues saying that I'm thankful for our collaboration and will remain as the EP. So he's going to continue as the executive producer, but he's not going to be directing it.
Right. And you mentioned before it was because he wanted it to be darker than Disney wanted it to be, correct?
Yeah. Well, that's not necessarily like the actual thing, but you got to think about it. Like they were already talking about having it being dark.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like scary. It's supposed to be on some next level horror movie, right? Yeah, like Cthulhu, crazy stuff. Yeah. And now it's going to be Mickey's Haunted House. Cthulhu. I don't know.
it's gonna be Luigi's Mansion.
Mario.
With Cumberbatch.
Mario. Cumberbatch.
I mean,
Cumberbatch.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna, of course, go see it. But I already have a sprinkle of doubt now. Like, oh my God, fear has set in.
Right.
There's a huge possibility that this might just be weak, you know. And yeah. I wanted it to be epic. You know, I love Doctor Strange. I feel if we think about this now,
we've had like a bazillion fucking Marvel movies already, and not many directors have dropped off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which did one of the directors drop off of any of them? The original that was basically like, oh yeah, we're gonna do another one, so let's see what the
difference. I don't think. Not off the top of my head, no. Okay. I know they lost actors.
Right.
Maybe Black Widow, but I don't know. None of the old ones. I think a lot of the new ones, there's been a lot of changes, but okay. I can't recall. But then back then, when Marvel was doing its thing, I was a regular movie watcher. Right. You know, I slurped it all down. Right. It was all good. And then I started actually watching and analyzing and paying attention to the movie and became a snob. So I back then, I didn't know anything, yo. Who? Okay, director? Okay. Director of what? What's a director? Yeah. Like, there was...
What's now a DP? Different.
Yeah, straight up, I didn't... Deep penetration? That's
Double penetration.
Double. See, look, I don't even.
That's extra deep.
That's the person or whatever that really wants to make sure you want to be in that movie. You got
this. They don't do that. They don't do that anymore, Alex. You're so outdated. They don't do that no more. Now you actually need talent.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't know.
I'm going to mention one movie right now. Charlie's Angels.
Oh, God. Oh, my stomach. I think I got to take a shit.
Franny has to go take a Charlie's Angels now.
Right. The name alone, the flashbacks caused my bowels to shift.
Yeah.
My stomach hurts.
She almost sharted. Like, you know, I'll say stomach.
Wait, we gotta make it all better. Ryan Reynolds.
Don't say that when I have shit in my pants. Yeah. That's just traumatizing.
It's embarrassing.
They're like, hey, Franny, what's going on? What's that smell? Is that what you think?
It's Charlie's Angels. I was watching Charlie's Angels remake.
He goes, when you get better, call me. No, don't go away, Reynolds. Don't go.
Yeah, so Doctor Strange, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be really interesting. Doctor Strange, I'm worried now. Cumberbatch, I love you.
Yeah, he's really good at Sherlock.
What?
He's really good at Sherlock.
Have you he's amazing in Sherlock. Yeah. I actually have an audiobook that I listen to where it's Cumberbatch reading stories of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's so awesome. It is so awesome. It is so awesome. It makes my stomach go better after Charlie's and Charles. Stop it, my stomach. I'm trying to get better, Alex, you bastard.
Hey, you go back to it or whatever and just make the gurgles in my stomach.
Blah, 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 blah. Bubba guts, the Bee Gees.
So, yeah, I kind of feel like now, for me, Doctor Strange is up in the air. Okay. It can go either way. Instead of me being all excited, like, oh my God, it's going to be awesome. Now I'm just like, okay, we'll see.
It could be. It could be awesome.
It could. And it could also be eat this poop.
It could also be like Age of Ultron.
See, that movie, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
All I remember was the scene when they're all trying to pick up the hammer. Because that was like a really nice, you know, character development moment with the team. And all those hot people in one room. It was great. Everything else, don't remember.
Yeah.
And it's a blur of a movie. I think I'd rather it be a blur, you know, like a Catwoman blur than poop. Yeah, eat my poop. Yeah. Eat my poop, I feel, is more traumatizing than a blur.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, I guess I hope he's just
hopefully it doesn't fuck it up too much.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got stuck in my thought of terror of how bad it could be.
It's all good, dude.
I love how it goes back with Franny, everything, whatever. It's just like, if it's going to be kind of bad, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
What? I like it fast and not slow? What?
No, what I was saying is that I love how every time, like, you know, for whatever reason, like when you don't really have faith, that you just think right away it's going to be like...
You know what's funny? That you keep trying to say something, and then, like, just when you're about to say it...
Right, I didn't hear it again.
You disappear.
I didn't hear anything.
It's like you turn your volume all the way down as you're talking.
You talking behind my back to my face, Alex?
Yes, with no camera, so you can't see me regardless. Right. No, what I'm saying is that it seems like every time, whenever you start losing faith or whatever, you think that by default, it's always going to be...
Again! Again! Yes, my default is eat poop. That's what default is eat the poop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what it seems like it always goes to.
Because,
it should make someone go around. Exactly.
It's what I'm used to.
Yeah, you're used to eating poop?
That's what Hollywood's been doing to me. It's been serving me poop.
With no sugar? So you make the medicine salty go down?
Poop. Salty poop.
No, sugar.
Yeah, you said no sugar, so I said salty poop.
No, I said the sugar makes the medicine go down. Like, take this. It's tolerable. No, it's still poop.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the angle you guys take when you're not sure if it's going to be good or not. You guys still have that little slither of hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
It might just be tasty poop.
Yeah, it might just be a little tasty.
Maybe, or forgettable.
Maybe a little bit bitter at first. Maybe a little bit bitter at first, but still somewhat enjoyable.
You know what kind of reminds me of? Like, you're going to look at it, right? And you look at it first, and it's like, it might be poop. And then it's like, no, it's sugar-free pudding, right? And it's like, it still looks like sugar-free poop. It's okay. It's tolerable. It's tolerable.
All
right. Sugarless poop pudding?
The sugar-free pudding is delicious, dude. Hell yeah.
It is. It is, but you get kind of worried because you're thinking for a second, oh no, it's poop. That's a perfect analogy for it now. Sugar is, it just might be sugar-free pudding, Franny. Relax, relax. I don't know about you, but every time it just seemed like poop, poop, right? Poop.
Okay, so let's get into the next thing. No more poop.
Okay, fine, fine.
For now, for now.
All right, depending.
Maybe later. Maybe later we talk more poop, but not right now.
Okay, fine.
So, you guys have heard of The Howling, right?
Yes.
The classic werewolf movie from the 1980s.
Yes.
Like a long fucking time ago.
Yes.
So, Netflix is in talks to actually remake this with Andy Muschietti. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. That's why I said it like that. But with the guy that did the It movies. And it looks pretty fucking interesting because I kind of want to see it now. Because, like, I enjoyed The Howling. Of course, yeah, it's one of those movies that it's super fucking slow in the beginning, but it actually gets really interesting towards the end. But, yeah, I kind of want to see what he's going to bring to this because, of course, I enjoyed both of the It movies. Of course, Franny only enjoyed one of them.
Chapter 2, was phenomenal. I loved every second of it.
Yes. But I'm kind of excited to see what he's gonna bring to this because, like, of course, you know, it is a franchise that's been around forever, and it's actually spawned a couple sequels to it. So to see that they're actually gonna try to redo this into the Netflix, of course, it's kind of like, I wonder what they're gonna do with this. It's gonna be very interesting. I'm excited for it. I want to see this.
I'm interested. I think I would be a little more excited if it was like streaming on that horror streaming site, Shudder.
Right, the one that nobody
I would have really a little more confidence in how terrifying it's going to be. But, you know, Netflix hasn't really traumatically disappointed me yet. So,
yeah, and even
I have some hope. Netflix
doing a lot of their horror shit that they have done, like the fucking the House on Haunted Hills type shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was actually pretty good. Like, did you watch that?
Haunted Hills?
A House on Haunted Hill, I think.
House on Haunted Hill?
Yeah.
That shit was good. I don't
know the name of it, right?
I actually broke night. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit
Broke night watching that. That's how good that shit was. I couldn't stop watching it, and then it became morning.
Yeah, and then I was like, holy shit, this shit is actually really fucking good. It was really interesting, because, like, I think that was probably one of the first, like, real horror shit that was on Netflix, created on Netflix. And I was like, okay, I like what they did here. So I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with horror shit in general. And then they've had other movies that, like, kind of, like, fell off the radar. Because, of course, it's not like Netflix is known for horror.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But they have a small selection.
Right, they do. They do have a small selection, but of course, you know, everybody's like, "Oh yeah, let's watch all the big movies and the big fucking franchise shits." Because that's what they've been doing for a long time. So, yeah, kind of excited to see what they're gonna do with The Howling. So, yeah, be ready for that. Hopefully, he is the one that's gonna be doing it. But as of right now, it's still like in talks. So we'll see. We will motherfucking see. And then got some Batman news, people. And in Batman news is actually another Batman game, which is very exciting. The Warner Brothers Montreal are working on a new Arkham game, which is really fun.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah.
I own all the Batman games.
Yeah, because they're fucking great. They're really mm-hmm. awesome. So they've been teasing since September with random little things here and there. And they finally posted a bigger teaser this week. And it's basically a bunch of different like little circles in a way, kind of, that all pretty much intertwine with each other. And it kind of, from what I'm reading is that the main story of this game is basically focusing around the Court of Owls. The Court of Owls and the League of Assassins and or the League of Shadows. And within the thing, we also get either the Gotham City logo or the fucking the GCPD logo in there. So, of course, from what we know, the Court of Owls is basically like a huge secret society within Gotham where they're basically stealing these kids and making them assassins as when they get older. And it's fucking insane because they're like I said, they're a secret society. So you don't know where these kids are going. They're just hiding or whatever. And they could be anywhere and everywhere, but you never know who they are or where they are. And it's fucking insane. It's fucking crazy. It's one of my favorite Batman stories from, like, I believe it came out 2011. And it's really fucking good. So you guys, if you want to go check out some Batman shit, go check out the Court of Owls shit. It's really fucking good. It's by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo. It's really good. So to see that they're actually going to introduce this into the video game, it's really fucking cool. So I'm kind of excited to see how they're going to work a video game with this because, of course, they can do so much fucking shit with it. So, yeah. I'm excited for that shit. And then I guess the final thing that we got this week was some very, very cool news, very interesting news. News that I was expecting but not expecting at the same time was the fact that the CW has renewed pretty much 13 of their series that they've been having on the air. So they've renewed them for another season. And the shows that we are speaking about is Batwoman is coming back for the second season, the sixth season of Supergirl, the fourth season of Black Lightning, the seventh season of The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow got season six, even though season five hasn't even aired yet, because that's the one that's going to start after in the next couple of weeks or whatever once Crisis continues. So season six of Legends, and then Riverdale is getting another season, which is fucking insane because like I enjoyed the first two seasons and I kind of stopped watching it after a while because I kind of got bored with it, but it's kind of cool that they're actually doing it again for another season. Nancy Drew, which is a show that recently came onto the CW, and I've been hearing a lot of good things about it. Haven't really watched it because, of course, like I don't really care for Nancy Drew in general. But it got picked up for a second season. Also, The All-American, which I know nothing about. The guy that said that got a third season, which I, like I said, didn't know anything about that show. Charmed, which is a show that's been rebooted, is now going to be in its third season. Dynasty, which is a show that was rebooted, and it's now going into its fourth motherfucking season. Legacies, season three coming soon, and Roswell, New Mexico, which is, I guess, loosely based or like a spinoff version of Roswell that came out years ago, but that's coming for its third season as well. So yeah, there's a lot of cool shit coming into the CWs, so it's very exciting to see actually a bunch of these shows that that we've enjoyed, especially like all the superhero shit that's been on the CW. So yeah, I'm excited to see all that shit coming back.
And it seems like all the shows that have the cult followings are getting, you know, are getting renewed.
They're all getting, exactly. Because that's what a lot of people enjoy. They enjoyed watching these shows. So why the fuck not? And one of the shows that I'm very excited for is actually the fact that they actually renewed Batwoman for a second season. So I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with that because, of course, like I've kind of been like, you know, I've enjoyed it for what it is, but it hasn't been necessarily that great. It's been good, but it hasn't been great. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do for the second season, because this first season still isn't over yet. So I'm assuming if they're already putting it up for a second season, it might actually be pretty good so far towards the end. So, yeah, so those are all the pretty cool shows coming to the CW again. I like it. Then I'm down. I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Do you guys have anything else?
Yeah, I do. You know Burt Ward, the original Robin, Boy Wonder?
Yes.
He finally got his star.
The guy that said the fucking goddamn it. I'll edit that in later. The Crimson Skies of Death. The Crimson Skies of Death in the fucking in the Crisis episode.
Yes, yes, yes.
Holy no, Crimson Skies of Death.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, he finally has gotten his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes.
And it's right next to Adam West.
Fuck yeah, man. That's and awesome.
I just wanted to bring that up because I think that's pretty awesome. And if it wasn't for him and Adam West, I wouldn't love campy and cheesy anything. They were my first Batman and Robin. So.
Hell yeah. My first.
It's funny how it was mine as well, but the one that really like made me a Bat fan is between the 89 Burton Batman and the animated series.
Yeah, that's fair. That's definitely fair.
Mine were all of them, but first ones I ever watched was them. That's what was on TV.
Franny to this day, he's running around punching people, hoping that it makes sound effect, and she can see like the big word bubbles pop out of nowhere.
Yes. How did you know?
Listen, we've been friends forever, so I'm just saying. I seen you one time. Just go to somebody, and you went.
Yeah. If I liked you,
I want to see.
If I liked you, I punched you.
To this day, whatever, she's still punching people. Whatever. I want to see Biff pop out. Biff.
I want to see pow. How hard do I need to punch a dude to see the word pow?
Oh, did you guys see the video of the dude that smacked the fuck out of a dude in a fucking in a restaurant? He smacked the shit out of him.
Like, did he literally shit after?
No, he didn't. But he smacked him so fucking hard that he collapsed. Fucking insane. Oh, wow. I'll find it. I'll send that shit to you. That shit was insane. That shit was bananas. I was like, oh my God. And like, he like slapped the fuck out of him. He like, yeah, I don't know. It's insane. But yeah, anything else?
Well, speaking of slapping, the video that I saw online or whatever, have you ever seen the slapping championship?
Oh yeah. Dumbasses.
Dude, there is one dude that like, you know, He looks like a regular, like, stocky big dude or whatever, but his smacks are death. There was one where he smacked, like, this dude that I want to say he looks like the most stereotypical crystal meth white, guy ever. And when he smacked him, this dude for a second looked like his soul left his body for a minute, and then he came to. That right there, since you were mentioning smacks, it was like, that's what Steve reminded me of.
The smack of death. Yeah.
Yeah, the smack of death, where it's like, if you can pause it and just put that whole thing is here. It's when the guy realized.
Yeah, pretty much. This is when he realized, holy fuck, I shouldn't have fucked with him.
Yeah, but I need the money from my habit.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so anything else?
Nah, I'm gonna save my rant for Star Wars for the podcast.
Okay.
With us.
Okay.
Well, but I did see the other thing that... Now I have to go back and watch it 3-4 more times and take notes and break it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be fun.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Listen. Make it a drinking game so it can be somewhat fun.
Oh, that's what I did when I went to go see it. by the time I was done, I was drunk and angry. Cause like at first I was like buzzed and laughing at what I was watching, and I was like, what the fuck? Oh my God, Mary's in it. Mary from Lord of the Rings. Where's Pippin? Yo. And then next thing I was like, is this still on? It's not over yet. Oh my God. How much longer do we have? Oh my God. Yeah.
That's fair.
The experience was fun. The movie, I really wanted to like it. Anyway, I'll save that for another day.
Yeah, so check out InnerCityGeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We will also soon have It's Poppin' with Franny, the film snob.
Yeah. I'm not jaded, people. I'm just a snob.
Slightly jaded, but not a snob.
I took out the nail, right? Relax.
Yeah, so we got that. We got Brian 2J Presents. Brian 2J, of course, Brian, who was supposed to be on the episode, but couldn't because he had to fucking work. Goddamn work. But yeah, check out Brian 2J Presents. Good Games Podcast, as well as InnerCity Geeks Turntable. First Watch, that should be coming back sometime. Comics with Amor, Manga Times, Anime World. That's a whole bunch of fucking shit on the site, don't you think? As well as the InnerCity Geeks webcomic, which should be coming back by, you know, January of next year. Just a whole bunch of randomness that we have on there. So make sure you check all that shit out. Also, yes, on InnerCity
Geeks. More time to relax.
Yeah, exactly.
More time to relax, whatever. More time to prepare. It'll be there by January 20.
Yeah. So also on InnerCityGeeks.com, you'll find a link to a bunch of cool shit. If you go to the bottom of the page, you'll find the link to Amazon.com, where you can get a free month of Amazon Prime. Click that link, get a free month of Amazon Prime, and you can watch a bunch of shit on there. Of course, you could watch The Boys and Good Omens, The Marvelous Miss Maisel. You can watch Jack Ryan. You can watch so much fucking shit on Amazon Prime. But not only can you watch it, but you could also get like free shipping on a bunch of shit that you can get. You want something now? You want to buy Lock and Key? You want to see what that's about? Go to Amazon. Buy it off of Amazon. And they'll ship it to you. And you'll get it the next day. So why the fuck not, you know? Instead of actually going to a comic book shop, because who goes to comic book shops anymore, right?
I do.
I know. I'm fucking around.
You're just jelly because you're in Florida and they do not have cool comic book places in Florida close
That's
to
not you. True. That's not true. I got like three comic book shops that far from me.
Yeah, they have them out there.
I'm gonna have to they take your word
they,
for
they,
it.
They just don't have cool bodegas. That's the only thing they don't have out there.
Yeah, they definitely don't have cool bodegas.
They don't have a Forbidden Planet. Do you guys have a Forbidden Planet out there?
No, but there's okay. Like a bootleg version of Forbidden Planet. No, Midtown Comics.
They have a Forbidden Realms and a collector section.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so you can buy a bunch of shit on Amazon because, like, why the fuck not? So yeah, go to Amazon. Go to click on that link on InnerCityGeeks.com and you can buy all the shit that you want. Also on InnerCityGeeks.com, you'll find the link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a company.
So Sick.
Yeah, it's So Sick. It's spelled SEOSIC clothing.co. Yeah, in case you are wondering. And they sell shirts and crew necks and hoodies and hats. And one thing that I actually just noticed that they actually have on the site is actually game keys. So you can get Steam game keys on there at a discounted price. So check that shit out. And while you're checking shit out, you can type in code InnerCityGeeks for 15% off of your entire motherfucking purchase. So go do that because it's fucking cool. There's got a cool shit on there, so might as well, right? Another cool thing on InnerCityGeeks.com, you can find a link to Kushly. Kushly.com is a provider of some CBD products. And they are striving to lead the industry by giving everyone access to amazing benefits of high-quality, full-spectrum CBD products. They strive to educate the world on the therapeutic benefits of hemp CBD while offering pure, safe, and legal CBD hemp-based products. So check out the link, and you'll get 15% off your entire purchase. So why the fuck not, right? Yeah, go do it. It's fun. It's cool shit. And last but not least, one of my favorite places is beardoctane.com. Of course, you know, I have a luxurious beard myself. So one of the things I get is some beardoctane shit. So what beardoctane is basically, like, you know, it's beard oils and beard products. So you can use these to these handmade and trialed and fucking tested on us people's. And get some beard balms and oils that'll moisturize and keep your beard nice and shiny and healthy. And also it keeps you not only just shiny and healthy, but it keeps it smelling pretty fucking good. And then you could also get some, like, special soaps to, you know, make sure you clean it up and make sure it's nice and nourished as you go to bed and stuff like that, or as you go about your day. And then they also have a bunch of other shit, like a bunch of different supplies and different things that'll make, you know, make things just that much better. Make your beard feel fucking great. So make sure you do all that shit. So while you're on beardoctane.com and you're checking out everything, at checkout, you can type in code InnerCityGeeks. No. Type in ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. So yes, Amazon.com, SoSick Clothing, Kushly, and Beard Octane, all on InnerCity Geeks at the bottom of the page. Get a discount on a bunch of cool fucking shit. So why the fuck not? Go do it. You can find this show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and you can listen to it on Spotify, which is probably one of the most amazingest places you can listen to it. You know, go check it out on Spotify. You got all the cool shit on there. That's why the fuck not, right? So make sure you do that. You can find us on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. On Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. You can find these folks on where, Franny?
You can find me on Instagram at Franny _ the fangirl. Mm-hmm. And I am still on YouTube. Yes. Yeah. And I'm actually working on some new review scripts, so I'm excited about that. And you can find me also at Franny the Fangirl on YouTube. And you guys can catch me, like Steve mentioned earlier, on here soon with my What's Popping movie it's review popping. Podcast.
It's popping.
Yes, it's popping. With me. And all you great guys.
Yeah. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at DenyDinyEZ. You can find me on Instagram at DenyDinyEZ.
Okay. And you can find me on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So say your goodbyes, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And actually, one more thing before I go, other than the musics. Want to give a quick moment of silence for Neil Peart from Rush. He actually passed away today or a couple days ago. Whatever. He passed away. He died. It's very sad. So, yeah. One of the best drummers ever. So, yeah. Sad. So, yeah. Rest in peace, Neil Peart. Yeah. So, like I always end up the... Yeah. So, like I always end every show, I like to bring some music to you guys. And this week, I'm bringing something completely different than what I usually do. I've been listening to a lot of different musics. Musics that actually, not necessarily different musics, but musics that I haven't heard in a really long time. And I figured, yeah, I listened to this shit for like 2 days and I was like, yeah, I kind of want to do this because I haven't done it in a long time. I haven't listened to it in any long time. So I figured I'd share it with the fucking world. Of course, you know, the world already knows about it, but with you people that are listening to the show, why not, right? And the song that I chose for today is a Spanish song. It's actually a reggaeton song because why not, right? We gotta get in some spick shit sometimes. And it's from a duo called We Sing en Yandel. And their song is called Dame Algo, featuring Bad Bunny. And it's a fucking dope-ass song. I like it. I like it a lot, actually. So check that shit out. And don't be a dick. But always remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Señorita, otro clásico. Hace tiempo que no salgo. Yeah. Hoy quiero un perreo, un bellaqueo. Hoy yo quiero algo.
Bebita, recógete el pelo.
Hoy tú estás suelta y yo estoy suelto. Baby, dame algo. Hace tiempo que no salgo. Hoy quiero un perreo, un bellaqueo. Baby, dame algo. Hoy tú estás suelta y yo estoy suelto.
Perdona mis estupideces. El que pato me pone a charrear la vez. Me estás mirando mucho. Que tú quieres que te bese. Bella que anda para que empiece. Hoy te hago trilliza. Si no se amese. Trépate en la báscula. Más pa' que te pese. Tiburón está comido par de peces. Tú no cambias por nada que te huele a rece. Ahórrate la R y la S. Y vamos a perrear que ya mismo amanece. Y después tú decidas si nos vamos. Por motel y palé.
Que conmigo se buqueó. Ay, la debilité.
buqueo.
Hace tiempo que no salgo. Hoy quiero un perreo, un bayaqueo. Yo quiero algo. Hoy tú estás suelta y yo estoy suelta.
Baby, dame algo.
En 10 años hablamos.